You are listening to CGSF Radio 90.1 FM broadcasting from unceded coastal Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the BC Brief Fast Check to the Future. I'm your host, and for the next hour, we are going to cover what's happening right here in our backyard from Burnaby Mountain to all of BC. And let's take a little jump to the edge of tomorrow. I'm Richard Penn, I'm the host today. Last week, the fundraising, thanks for all the audience who helped us raise higher and further. Today, we have got a huge update from my fellow research assistant at SFU. A new provincial rule that will make everyone's life easier. And we are going to talk about flying from Vancouver to London in 90 minutes. Sounds good? Let's get into it after the first check. This check is called Willow from She's Green. Alright, we are back, and first up, I want to talk about something really close to home for me and for a lot of people at Simon Fraser University. I'm talking about the SFU, the TSSU teaching, TSSU and the research assistants, or RAs. Now, as a graduate student, I can tell you the research assistant The research assistant are the engine of the university. We are the ones in the laboratory running the simulations and doing experiments. That's been this long. There has been this long, long fight for recognition. The big news from earlier this year, back in March, was that about 1,000 research assistants who are paid wages officially ratified their first contract with TSSU Union. That was a huge win, getting them benefits and proper recognition as employees. But there was always a part two. What about the graduate student research assistants, or the GSRAs, who are paid through scholarships and or stipends? The university argued that they were not employees. Well, the brand new update as of November 7th is this. The BC Labor Relations Board reviewed the case and sided with the TSSU. They ruled that yes, graduate student research assistants are employees under the labor code. This is massive. It is a game changer for so many students who deserve fair recognition. So a huge congratulations to everyone at TSSU Union who made that happen. It's a big deal for our community. And speaking of big deals that make our lives easier, here is another one for everyone in BC. You know that feeling when you are sick, like really sick, and the last thing you want to do is drag yourself to a walk-in clinic just to get a doctor's note for your boss? Well, you don't have to do that anymore. As of this week, the British Columbia government has put new rules in place that stop employers from requiring a sick note for short-term absences. This frees up our doctors, and more importantly, it lets us actually rest when we are sick. Just a smart, practical policy we can all get behind. So, better rides on campus and less hassle when you are sick. A good week for BC.
Ashanti dreams of writing wonderful books. Tomas dreams of building the cities of the future. Cassie dreams of going home, of sleeping in her own bed, of turning 10. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and 1 in 5 will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Think of you every minute, ay. Made me question if you appreciate when it seems you ain't thinking the same. Get ugly, but otherwise I'm fine. Been hiding what others wanna find. Cause what if it drove us out our minds? I seen all of my heroes become human. I hope that you recognize, although I live a wild dream, I am not God. Just feel something, anything but indifferent. Some of my clothes designer, some of them just thrifted. My main mission was simple, be listened to. Try to dig deeper like it's in an interview. I guess I never took the proper time to introduce myself to the many fans and the kindred souls that resonated with a kid who is the fly ghetto empath, anxious poet. In bright yellow my bag, or without speaking, I'm like antisocial meets outspoken. She said that's who helped me more than you know. Cause I was on the verge of a manic episode.
I heard I out the best I could, but yo,
it's crazy how many stories people claim that you're voicing. I was vocally sober till I buried my brothers. They did everything to knock us. Got lifted together when the smoke cleared. Notice I was still in the buffer between being a superstar and being next to the hustle. I made a living off of lessons that I learned from my uncle. Yeah, taught me to see the bigger picture and come with a price. And I don't mean trade like I'm talking about monies, but I wouldn't trade that for nothing. Yeah, cause it took some being up, man. What's your own, what's the up, man? Get your hands up, say. Cause if it's love here, you must say it.
Like sweet morning dew, every time I vibe with you, we make it plain to see. This feels like more of you. This is what I'm resorting to, and I ask the same for me. Feels like everything, like sweet morning dew. Every time I vibe with you, you make it plain to see. Feels like everything.
Lovely day.
Ain't nobody thinking about you.
But I think of you every minute, ay. Made me question if you appreciate when it seems you ain't thinking the same. Get ugly, but otherwise I'm fine. Hiding what others wanna find. Cause what if it drove us out our minds? I guess every pain it has a price. Every pain it has a price.
beaches in the summer remind me of the little things I like. Secret hints of color show me that I might just be alright. I'm lost, but I'm free. So come on back to me.
Alright, the next topic is where my inner CS computer science geek gets really excited. It is, we have all heard of supersonic, right? Breaking the sound barrier. But what about hypersonic? We are talking speeds above Mach 5. That's 5 times the speed of sound. To put that in perspective, that's fast enough to get you from Vancouver to London in about 90 minutes. Just wild to think about. For decades, this has been pure sci-fi scientific fiction. The problem isn't just going fast, it is the heat. When you move that fast through the atmosphere, the air friction is so intense, it can literally melt metals. You are not just flying, you are controlled meters. So, what's the cutting edge progress? It's not just about the bigger rockets. The real breakthroughs are in two areas. First, new materials. Ceramics and alloys that can actually withstand those plasma level temperatures. And second, and this is the part I love, the two materials here, ceramics and alloys, that enables the aircraft building in future to withstand the heat and the temperature during the Mach 5 speed traveling. So this is a step towards the hypersonic travel that makes me very excited.
K is respect now. So respect is humility, you know. humility.